Hello. Hello.
Oh, hello. Is it possible to speak to Sandra Anderson, please?
Yeah, yes, you can.
Hi, Sandra. It's Gemma calling from MMA Legal regarding the Scottish redress claim for the abuse during care. How are you, Sandra? Are you okay?
Yeah, fine, thanks.
Good. I'm just calling today to just make sure that we have the correct details for you on the system and just take a brief statement from you just to get this case submitted, Sandra. Is that okay?
What case was that within?
It was for the Scottish redress claim that you've made an inquiry about online for the abuse during care.
Ah, right, okay.
Okay, brilliant, Sandra. So, I have your name as Sandra Anderson, is that correct?
That's right, yeah.
And then I've got your email as sandra.anderson72@yahoo.co.uk. Is that correct, Sandra?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, brilliant. And could you please confirm your date of birth?
27/4/64.
Thank you. So I'll just confirm that 27/4/64, is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Brilliant. And when you was in care, Sandra, was you known as any other name at all? Like, did you have any nicknames or a maiden name or anything like that?
Maiden name was Clark.
Is that with a E at the end or without?
Without.
Okay, thank you. And is it Mrs. now?
Yeah, Mrs. Anderson now.
Yeah, thank you. Do you have any middle name, Sandra?
No.
Okay. And is this the best contact number to get you on?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
It is, brilliant. And can I just ask, Sandra, when you first went into care, can you remember how old you was?
It was a residential school. I went in the 70s.
Yeah.
I went in there twice for 6 weeks, and I was in primary school. So I was under 12.
Right, okay. Okay, no problem. So it was kind of like one of those where you go and stay in there for like a few weeks and then go back home, is that right?
Yeah. And then I did go into a children's home when I was 15, I think, for a year.
For a year, until you turned 16, and then obviously you come out then, yeah?
Yeah. Okay.
And do you remember the name of the residential one that you was in, Sandra?
For Nephi House.
Do you know how to spell that?
Right, I'll write it as I see it.
Thank you. I know it is going back a long time. I know it's hard to remember.
It's just been in the papers recently for somebody getting done for it.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, an older lady who was wicked. But anyway, it's F-O-R.
Oh, yeah.
N-E-T-H-Y.
And is that at the start? That's F for Foxtrot, yeah? For Nephi,
yeah.
Is that right?
For Nephi House, yeah.
House, yeah. Yeah, the residential homes, schools, they sound really bad, like
what? Yeah, it was in Perthshire,
I was speaking to someone on Friday that had gone into a residential school, and it sounded worse than the homes, to be fair. They're horrible, aren't they?
Well, the children's home I was in was actually quite good, but the Fernethy house was just...
Was it?
Cruel.
Yeah. Was it? Oh, bless you. Yeah, I've got it here, actually. Retired teacher convicted. Is that the one that you've seen?
Yeah, she got convicted, but she didn't get jail time.
Oh, really? Oh, God.
No, it's going to go to jail.
This is the thing, isn't it, with, like, stuff like abuse. You find that they don't really get much, they don't get many years, but then people that, like, say, drug dealers, they get 20 years. It doesn't make sense at all.
I don't know.
Is it in Angus? Is that right?
Yeah, Angus from Perthshire.
Yeah. Perthshire, thank you. I know you said it was in the 70s. Have you got any idea at all how old you would have been?
Oh, let me see. Probably about 10 and then 11.
So probably about 1974, 75, yeah?
Yeah, that about, so yeah, 'cause I could put there.
Okay. So you were there for 6 weeks and then got took out and then you went back in, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember the name of the lady? Was it the one that was in the papers or was that a different one?
I don't know. I don't remember names. No, I don't remember names, but I do remember being force-fed and watching my sister getting spanked in front of everybody.
Patricia Robertson, does that ring any bells? That's the one that was in the papers, and it says it was from the 60s to 83, from 1967 to 1983.
Yeah, I don't remember the name, but...
might be.
It's her actions sound very familiar, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, because it says here, like, force feeding, which you just said, until the gag, striking them with a ruler, dragging them by the hair. Was it all stuff like that that you remember?
Yeah, being made to sit in the corridor in the cold, stuff like that.
Yeah, right, okay. Oh, bless you, it's horrible, that, isn't it?
It affected my sister more than it did me.
Did it?
Yeah.
Your sister... Oh, sorry, go on.
She's passed now.
Oh, sorry to hear that, Sandra. So was it just you and your sister, or did you have any other siblings that was in there with you?
Just me and my sister went to that one, and then my brother went to a boys' one, but he's passed as well.
Right. I'm really sorry to hear that. And is that probably like a knock-on effect from what they went through in the homes?
Yeah, I think that really affected my sister's mental health, definitely.
Yeah, like you say, they treated her worse, yeah?
Yeah, because she got the... There's like a long cloakroom, and she got accused of wetting the carpet, but it wasn't her, it was somebody else that was doing it. So they put her over me, pulled in her pants and smacked in front of everybody.
Oh my gosh. And that's obviously something that stayed in your memory.
Yeah, there's nothing I could do about it.
Yeah, you just have to watch them.
Yep.
And has that like had a knock-on effect for your mental health as well, Sandra?
No, really, because I'm quite strong. No. It makes me a bit angry to think about that people like her got away with stuff like that, and
I know, and then they got force-fed
and stuff, you know.
Yeah, it's horrible, isn't it, that she's still alive and taken her to court and nothing's happened. It's horrible, that.
I know, still won't about quite the thing.
I know, must make you very angry.
Yeah, definitely. So you're not getting away with this.
Yeah. So you was both force-fed.
Well, I was definitely force-fed because I hated and still do hate tomatoes. But I was made to eat them.
Especially, tomatoes.
Yeah. I remember somebody throwing this fish under the table. Blaming me for it, so I was made to eat their fish from the floor. And I like fish, but I was made to eat theirs, you know, as well as my own.
Yeah. So they didn't, you said it wasn't you, but they forced you into it, into eating it. And then after that, did you, like, kind of go off fish after that, or...?
No, but I won't touch tomato.
No. So you still, it's kind of put you off tomatoes for life, yeah?
Oh, yeah, tomatoes are just disgusting.
Yeah. Okay. Did you say you was locked in rooms as well?
No, I'm going to say we were locked. I was locked in a room. It was, if they heard you speaking and you're meant to be going to sleep, you were made to you go out of your bed and you sat at the end of the bed, or you stood outside in the corridor in the cold.
So they, yeah, so they made you stand at the end of the bed, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, in the cold, and you didn't really have many clothes on, just your pyjamas.
Yeah, just your nightgown and your pyjamas.
So was it like trying to isolate everyone in there, that you weren't really allowed friends?
Well, I suppose you did have friends. I mean, you did make...
Yeah.
You did make friends. But, then they'd take you in, like, great big long walks, stuff like that.
Okay.
Orientation, they call
it. With regards... Orientation.
Mm-hmm.
And with regards to the abuse, Sandra, like, was it mainly mental abuse or was it physical as well, would you say?
I think a lot of it was mental, but actually,
yeah.
force feeding is physical.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Did he ever, like, punch you or anything like that, or restrain you?
I don't remember that happening to me.
No. Okay. But with the force feeding, would they also starve you as well as punishment?
No, I don't remember being starved, although...
Like
tuck shop time, they would say, right, you've been bad, you're not getting to tuck shop, things like that, although you hadn't done anything.
So would they also, like, because did you get, like, spending money or anything like that, or was it just a case of you got stuff given to you?
Well, your parents were meant to send you money.
Okay.
And they would hold it back for you as a punishment if they say they had done something wrong.
Okay. Did you ever run away or anything like that?
No. No, it's sort of because it's middle of nowhere.
Okay. Yeah, so there was nowhere to go even if you did.
No. Nowhere to go.
Just to make you aware as well, Sandra, like, we're not clutching at straws with this. It's not one of those where we think you might get money back. Provided that you have experienced some form of abuse during your time, when you was in either residential school, any kind of care whatsoever under the Scottish Government, the case will be successful, okay, Sandra? We're not claiming directly from the care home, as a lot of them have already closed down. This compensation comes directly from the Scottish Government, as they're the ones who are liable, and they was the people who was funding the neglect to begin with, and they knew about it and they did nothing about it, okay, Sandra? So they've already started to pay out. The average claim is between £48,000 to £65,000. It could be more, it could be less. Obviously, we know it's not just about the money, Sandra. You know, you just want some form of justice for what you've been through, I imagine, do you?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, I wish I could remember more details, but just being that young.
Don't worry, the authorities love it all. So a lot of the time what the care homes have done in the past, when people have tried to make a claim or, you know, just like do something about it, a lot of the time the care homes are lying, saying they don't have the information anymore when they do. The authorities have absolutely everything on record, so even if you've not been able to get it in the past or if you can't remember anything, a lot of it will still be there anyway, Sandra, so don't worry too much, okay?
I mean, I can even remember my address, where I stayed at the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But then other things have gone out of your head, yeah, it's normal, that's fair. Because you block a lot of it out, don't you?
Yeah, no, I remember it, well, I was in the 70s. And I stayed in Drumchapel in Glasgow.
Right, was that the care home?
No, that was my house, that's where I lived.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, I remember which house I lived in when I got sent to Carnethy House.
Yeah. Can I just ask, have you got like anything else that you can think of that does come to your mind with the residential? I know you wasn't really in there that long, was you? So is there anything else that you can think of that, you know, that really stands out for you?
No, really, it was watching my sister getting physically hit, me getting force-fed,
yeah,
getting stuff withheld from me, like stuff like that, and then taking you like really long walks, and you're just wee kids, making you climb these big hills, stuff like that.
Right, yeah, when you just physically couldn't because you were so small.
But you're made to do it.
Yeah, okay. So it was made. Like you say, it was in the middle of nowhere, so I imagine it was like in the middle of the countryside, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not what you need when you're 10 as well, it's just... So was it like, did these walks go on for hours?
Yeah, and then you up big hills as well, you had to get to the top.
Yeah.
And then you had to write home to your parents, but they were telling you to say you're having a great time.
What to write.
Yeah, you're having a great time. Everything's wonderful.
Oh my God, that's so bad. So when you was on the walks, would you like kind of fall down or anything because you were that tired and they just basically make you carry on?
They make you carry on. I actually remember going up a big hill on my hands and knees.
Yeah.
You just had to get to
and
the
they
top.
Just dragged you.
It made you go. Just nagged and nagged you until you'd done it.
Yeah, okay. So they had no, like, compassion or empathy for the fact that you couldn't carry on?
No. You had your sing songs. Four Wheels on My Wagon. If I hear that song again, on me.
Oh, yeah. I bet, yeah.
I'll blow that wagon
up. Not only was you struggling for breath, you also had to sing the song as well. That's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, they made you sit down and sing these songs and over and over again. And thought, oh, God, I wish this wagon would just blow up.
Yeah. Thank you for going through all this. I know it is hard for them just to talk about it.
No, it's okay.
Okay. And then the main thing was just seeing how they treated your sister, would you say?
Yeah, the sister, that stuck with me, the way they physically slapped her backside, her bare backside in front of all the staff and all the pupils that were there.
So was your sister younger than you? Older?
No, she was a year and a half older.
Yeah. Right, we're almost finished on this one. So I know you said the other one, they did treat you pretty good in that one. So was there any kind of like mental abuse in the other one? Like, did they ever do anything that made you think, you know, I shouldn't be getting treated like this? Or would you say it was pretty good in the other one?
No, that one was pretty good. That was Ailsa Children's Home. I put in there when the parents split up.
Yeah.
When they split up, myself and my brother went in there. And it was
you and your brother both went
okay.
in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was okay.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad you didn't have to go for it again.
Yeah. I've done another residential school, Castle Tower.
Okay.
Castle.
Yeah.
And that was actually okay, that one.
That was okay. As well.
Yeah, that was in Dublin. They treated you okay.
Yeah.
It was just out of a messy house. It was horrible.
Yeah.
Hey, darling, Elliot. Elliot, what day are you on tonight? On the calendar? What? The February election bubble.
Right, okay. I just need to go through a few of the little bits, but the hard part is done now, Sandra, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for going through all that. I won't be a minute. Now, I just need to read a small script out to you just to explain your funding options clearly, okay? So, okay. There are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. You can instruct us under a private agreement. We do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement. Now, how we work, Sandra, is it's no win, no fee. So if you don't get any money back, you will never pay a single penny to us, okay?
Yeah.
If we are successful, our fee is only 16%. So with VAT, it works out about 20%. So say, for instance, you get £100,000 back, we get £20,000, you would get £80,000, Sandra. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. I'm just going to write a few things on here as well, just about that you was in another care home, another residential school and a care home, but you felt like you was treated well in them, yeah?
That's right, yeah.
Won't be a minute, just typing up. Right. Could I please also take your mum's name, Sandra?
Rebane O'Clock.
How do you spell that, please?
Yeah, read it. R-O-B.
Yeah.
I-N-A.
Thank you.
Clark.
All it is. If there's two Sandra Andersons in the system, it's just so they know which one's which, that's all.
Yeah, it's quite a common name.
Yeah. And your dad's name as well, please, Sandra.
Robert.
Thank you. So they have quite similar names. Okay, and then obviously you had your brothers and sisters as well. One brother, one sister, was it?
Yeah, sister was Mary. Mary Ann.
No. Okay. Right, so I just need to ask you a few other quick questions. Okay, so can I just ask, you don't have any terminal illnesses at all, do you, Sandra?
No.
Okay. All that is, if you do, you just speed the claim up for you, that's all, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Could I please get your postcode?
AB.
Yeah.
245. Yeah. Juliet Bravo.
Thank you. Summerfield Terrace, yeah? And the first line of the address?
17 Summerfield Terrace.
And what flat number is that, please?
5.
Thank you. What we will also need as well, Sandra, is we will need a copy of a photo ID. So do you have a driver's licence or a passport at all?
Yeah, I've got a driver's licence.
Great. And then we also need a proof of address that's dated in the last 3 months. Would you have like a bill, like a letter, a water letter or electric or gas, something like that? I read an adopted letter, and it's not all. Yeah, I know. It doesn't have to be a physical letter, even if it's one that you do online. Like, right? You can just screenshot it if you want.
I can't believe it. I've actually got one sitting in front of me. It's not a bill.
Brilliant.
It's
right,
like, it's like an appointment for the NHS. So.
Yeah, that's fine. Has it got your name, your address, and the date on?
Not today's date. No, it's got a.
Oh no, it doesn't have to be today's date. Just anything in the last 3 months.
What month is this? April. Oh no, it's for the 12th, 25.
Oh yeah, it's just a little bit too old. That.
I don't get a lot of that.
What about, like, do you have, like, gas and electric in your name or your phone bill?
The electric is all online. Let me see.
That's fine online. Yeah, you can get it online.
Let me see.
Do you do it through, like, an app or anything? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you go onto the app, on the app, you will have, like, your latest statement. So
if you
go onto the app and screenshot your latest statement, all you have to do is make sure you screenshot your name, your address, the date, and then just, like, the top of the bill or whatever. That's fine. That's all we need. It doesn't have to be, like, a physical letter.
Yeah, so I'll do that. And my driving license.
Your passport. Yeah, if you can do, Sandra, if you just want to send me your driving license now and I'll just upload that whilst I'm just finishing the rest of it off and then just send me the other one later. I've just sent you a message on WhatsApp. Did you receive it?
Right, just thanks.
Take your time.
Right, I've sent the driver's license.
Yeah, I've got it. Thank you. Now, what we also do, Sandra, just in case anything was to happen to you before you get a payout, because it can sometimes take up to a year. Sometimes it is quicker, but sometimes it can take up to a year. Do you have anyone that you'd like to put as a nominated beneficiary, just in case anything was to happen?
Yeah, my husband. I've actually got a receipt here for a parking permit.
Does it have your name and address and the date on?
It does, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Tuesday, 24th of March. And that's giving you my address, my name. And
that should be fine, just send me that over as well and I'll have a quick look at it and tell you if it'll do, but it should do if it's got your name and your address on.
Okay, though. That's it, Sam.
Brilliant. Thank you. Let me just... I think it should be okay, but I am just going to pop you on hold for 1 minute and just check. Is that all right?
Okay.
Thank you. Won't be a sec. It should be all right, though. I'll just double check. Elliot, do you think this is all right for proof of address? It's like an email, it's a receipt, it's got a name and address and date on.
No, they want to say issue.
All right, okay.
Even if the date five on the event support letter.
Yeah. And it didn't, right, okay. Hiya, Sandra. Sorry, no, I've just checked. It won't be enough, unfortunately. I thought it would. So it has to say, like, letter issued date, if that makes sense. But it has to be like a letter where he dates in like the top right corner. So just do it when you get off the phone. That's fine. Just get one on your app or whatever, if that's all right.
Yeah, I was trying to find something for you.
No worries. Thank you. Sorry, I thought that would be enough.
No, it's
okay. Right. So can I get your husband's name, please, Sandra?
It's James David Anderson.
And have you got his phone number?
It's
077 79 78 25 35. Brilliant. Okay, almost done. I'm going to be sending you a text message in a minute, just so you can sign, just to say that you are obviously happy, you know, for us to deal with this for you, and then we're all done, okay? We'll be a minute. Okay. Did you get up to much nice over the bank holiday?
Oh, I was just doing a bit of DIY.
How was you?
The excitement, it's too much.
I know, yeah. I was out all weekend, so that's it now, I'm not drinking for a while.
Until next time.
Yeah. Right, that's that bit done. Right, I'm just going to send you this text message. Let me know when it comes through. It'll probably come through in about 20 seconds, 1 minute.
Okay.
It'll just be a normal text message, Sandra, okay?
Yeah.
It come through.
So how do I sign it?
Yes, so if you scroll to the bottom, it'll say execute all documents and there'll be like a signature line. So you sign it.
Oh, yeah.
Execute all documents and then it'll say send, like a big blue button to send it.
Right, I've signed it. What do I do after that?
There's a blue button that you press, and then that should send it. Yeah, I've got it. Brilliant, Sandra. Right, that's everything done today, okay?
Okay.
So, like I say, thank you for going through all of that, Sandra. I know it's not easy to speak about, especially, you know, with your sister and stuff. So, like I say, that's the hard part done now. You'll be getting a phone call. It'll probably be towards the end of the week, hopefully. I know they do have a little bit of a backlog at the minute, so it might be next week. You're going to get a caseworker welcome call. So you're going to get your own caseworker for this. If you do ever want to just speak to me, though, you can do, because you've got my number, so you can message me whenever you, you know, if you ever want to speak to me again. You should get that, like I said. It'll probably be the end of the week, maybe start of next week.
Okay.
Just look out for this call, because it's really important to get the case set up. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you the number on WhatsApp, okay, just so you've got it. It's an 0161 number, okay?
Okay.
So I've sent you that. So if you could just send me that over when you can do get onto the app as well, Sandra, okay? Now, one other thing that I'm going to do is I am going to add a password onto your account as well. All it is, you do get other companies contacting you, and it might get a bit confusing who you're actually dealing with. So if you give me a password now, anyone that rings you up about this, just say to them, what's my password? And if they don't know it, it's not the right company, Sandra, okay? So
okay.
Is there anything in particular you want me to put as your password?
Yeah, Drumchapel 2, capital D.
Is that G-R-I-M?
No, D for Delta. Drum.
So G at Grum.
D for Delta.
Oh, D for Delta. Drum, right, yeah, that makes sense.
D-R-U-M, yeah, Chapel. Drum Chapel 2.
With a capital D, yeah?
Capital D, yeah.
No worries. So, yeah, just make sure anyone rings you up, just say, right, what's my password? If you don't know it, just say, sorry, it's the wrong company. Sandra, okay?
Okay, then.
All right, Sandra. Well, it's been nice speaking to you. Good luck with everything, okay?
You too. Thanks a lot.
All right. You're welcome. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.